A visitor to a Trappist monastery was talking with the novice master, the one in charge of the new men who come there to be monks. "What's the student monk's biggest complaint?" the novice master was asked. He replied, "They have to be up at 2:30 in the morning to attend some early morning prayers. They aren't too happy about it. They tell me it's much better when they're in the fields, because there they feel the ecstasy and love for God and a great joy and brotherhood, a closeness to God. But at 2:30 in the morning, they are so sleepy and they're getting nothing out of it." So I said to them, "I forbid you then to come to any services now except for the obligatory masses." Well, after a while, the novices came back and said to their superior, "We didn't come here to be farmhands." He said, "What happened to your ecstasies out in the fields?" They said they dried up, and he wasn't surprised. And then he helped the young monks understand that it was what they were doing at 2:30 in the morning that gave them such joy and fulfillment in the abbey fields, and not the other way around. St. Teresa of Lisieux used to say that during Mass, many times it would be quite dry, and she wouldn't have a very profound experience of God. But later in the day, the fruits of the Mass would unfold before her, and she would experience the closeness throughout the day. The awareness of God's presence and the experienced reality that our names are written in heaven is what gives meaning and joy to every dimension of our lives. It is the things of God that should define events, decisions, and the patterns of our lives, and not the other way around, trying to stick God into it somehow. Too often we look at the outcome, the results, and take credit or take blame based on that. The 72 in the gospel today were rejoicing at the outcome, the results of their work, that even demons were subject to them. Jesus rejoices with them, but then quickly reminds them of what their focus must be, that their names are written in heaven, no matter what the outcome, because Jesus knew full well that there would be times that they would have to shake the dust from their feet and go to a different town because they'd be rejected. But that's okay, because what really matters is that they are completely claimed by their Heavenly Father. Their names are not erased from heaven just because the results aren't so great. And so too with us. We need that daily time with our God, allowing him to convince us of our place in heaven, that we belong to a kingdom, to his very life, and that we can trust our place within God's very heart. If meaning and richness of life always seems to be dependent on the results of our work, when we feel that less meaningfulness, it's not harder work that's needed. And that's the temptation, if we would just work harder at it. But actually, more dependence on God for meaning and joy and fulfillment. And taking that daily time for God, even when it seems to be empty and a waste of time, makes all the difference. Those monks learned a lesson we all need to learn. It's that relationship with the living God himself that excites and refreshes our work, no matter how mundane it can seem. Choose daily some time with God. That's where the rejoicing and meaning of life comes from. The truth that our names are written in heaven. That truth known deep within us makes all the difference.